KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 80 today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance of rain showers, lows around 62. Slight chance of thunderstorms, tomorrow, high of 79, mainly cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. The Kansas Supreme Court has seven candidates lined up for a chance to fill its open seat. Former Chief Justice Marla Lukert's retirement became official as of March. Practicing attorneys and judges have applied to serve on the High Court in her place, three from Lawrence, two from Wichita, and two from Kansas City. The Supreme Court Nominating Commission met yesterday to finalize plans to publicly interview each candidate. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office is looking into an arson reported near Louisville, Kansas. Response crews were called out last Thursday to a burning post by the town's bridge. Deputies have determined this fire was intentionally set. Anyone with any information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, hogs are mixed, corn is higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are down with meal and oil below the session highs. May beans are down 3 at 1171.5. July's 3.5 lower at 1186.75. Corn is up, keeping an eye on some near-term planting delays. May is 2.5 higher at 456.25. July's up 3.25 at 465.25. Live and feeder cattle are seeing another round of technical liquidation. June live's down 155 at 242. August is 150 lower at 238.20. May feeders are down $1.67 at 356.87. And on spread trade and oversold signals, June hogs are down 32 at 102.87. July's up 55 at 105.77. Brownfield.
For your lawn and garden needs, visit Ackerman Supply in Beloit and Osborne. Weed killers, fertilizer, decorative rock, mulch, and more. Ackerman's rent tillers, seeders, thatchers, and aerators. The place to go, the place to stop. Your garden shop is Ackerman Supply.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get your John Deere lawn and garden equipment ready to roll. Carrico Implement is making it easy with 15% off turf and utility vehicle parts now through May 31st. Tackle weekend projects with confidence. Shop over 1,600 parts on sale for John Deere mower and Gator XUVs. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Carrico Implement and save 15% on qualifying parts before May 31st. Some exclusions apply. Visit your nearest Carrico Implement location or CarricoImplement.com for details.
Ride making sounds that aren't on the radio? It might be time to visit Lazy H Auto. Shop anytime, even in your pajamas, at LazyHAuto.com. Good credit? Snag interest rates as low as 5.24%. Building credit? No worries. Lazy H Auto has bad credit and credit rebuild options to get you rolling. Got that tax return burning a hole in your pocket? Put it to good use on a like newer quality used vehicle, including off-lease, highway-driven, and one-owner rides. And hey, there's still a few campers left at clearance prices. Enjoy a free 3-month, 3,000-mile drivetrain warranty on qualifying deals or upgrade at a discount for a truly worry-free purchase. Set up your appointment 7 days a week. Shop LazyHAuto.com.
There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade underway, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade being reported. Dress deals in Nebraska are marked at $386, but it's probably not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Bids have been floated at $245 to $246 live. Asking prices are around $388 dressed in the north, but not much is coming out of the rest of cattle country. Look for additional business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef was mixed at midday with mixed demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.09 at $385.09. Select was $306 higher at $390.26. The inversion on the Choice Select spread has widened to $5.17. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steer and heifer calves were steady to $10 lower, with spots of $15 lower. Yearlings sold mostly steady, with several loads featured. The USDA says there were also several fancy groups of calves offered. Demand was good for a moderate to heavy supply. However, steers weighing 600 to 650 pounds carrying some flesh were actually met with light demand. Medium and large one feeder steer, 660 to 667 pounds, brought $429 to $458. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 661 to 671 pounds, brought $399. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day. With ample supplies of pork available, demand remains crucial to the market. There have been some bright spots globally. Countries like Mexico have been solid customers, but there are still long-term concerns that linger. Domestic demand could see a boost as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space as we head into summer grilling season. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct are down $1.98 with a weighted average of $89.83. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $58. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were lower at midday, down 26 cents at $99.08. Picnics, bellies, loins, and hams were all down. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals ended their 8-game losing skid by walking off the Orioles on a wild pitch that scored Michael Garcia to make it 6-5 last night, which was helped by a solo shot in the 8th by Michael Massey to tie the game at 5. The Royals are now 8-16 and no longer the worst team in Major League Baseball, as that title is by the Mets sitting at 7-16. The Royals will try to go for the win today. First pitch set for 1:10 p.m. on Royals.tv. The lineup goes as follows. Garcia is leading off at third base, batting second shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., batting third first baseman Vinny Pasquantino, batting fourth the designated hitter Salvador Perez, batting fifth the catcher Carter Jensen, batting sixth the aforementioned second baseman Massey, batting seventh right fielder Jack Caglione, batting eighth left fielder Lane Thomas, and rounding out the lineup in center field is Kyle Isbell with Michael Wacha on the bump. Again, a 1:10 p.m. first pitch. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
These notes from Coach Ryan Isbell of the Beloit Trojan Boys and Girls Track and Field. The Beloit Trojans turned in a strong all-around performance Tuesday in the Belleville Lions Club Invitational, with the girls team capturing the championship and the boys finishing a close second in the upper division standings. Competing against 2A, 3A, and 4A schools, the Beloit boys earned 9 total medals, 3 gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze, and finished with 98 points, trailing only Sabetha 140. Leading the way for the Trojans were standout thrower Griffin Johnson, and he swept both the discus 167-4 and shot put 57.9.5, and Henry Tice, who claimed gold in the pole vault at 13 feet 6 inches. Boyd also picked up strong runner-up finishes from Parker Lund in the 110-meter hurdle 17.83, along with Brody Linton in both the discus 161 and shot put 52.9.25. Bronze medals went to Jacob Hayden in the 300-meter hurdles 42.9, John Lomax in the javelin 163 feet 2 inches, and Cross Kimmer in the shot put 52 feet 7 inches. On the girls' side, the Lady Trojans delivered a dominant performance, racking up 21 medals, including 12 gold, to run away with the team title at 175.5 points. Marysville placed second with 83 points. Vivian Thompson paced Beloit with a pair of gold medals, winning the high jump 5 feet 6 inches and the 400-meter dash 102.64. Dakota Gray added a victory in the 100-meter hurdles 15.45 and was part of the winning 4x100 relay team alongside Autumn Lorenz, Bentley Pruitt, and Addie Channel, which clocked 49.72. Other gold medals included Samantha Thompson in the discus 134.4, Autumn Lorenz in the javelin 137.10, Brecken Boudreau in the long jump 18 feet 1 inch, and Bentley Pruitt, who won both the pole vault 10 foot and shot put 39.5¾. Beloit's depth was evident with 4 silver medal performances, Addie Channel in the 100-meter dash 13.06, Dakota Gray in the 300-meter hurdles 48.65, Autumn Lorenz in the long jump 16 feet 11.5 inches, and Landry Linton shot put 38.1.5. Bronze medal finishes came from Channel in the 200-meter dash 27.45, Reese Richards in both the 1600-meter run 16.10.71 and 3200-meter run 13.21.28, Landry Linton in the discus 107.2, and Zeta Purvis in the pole vault 9 feet. In the final team standings, the Beloit boys placed second behind Sabetha 140, followed by Republic County 82, Minneapolis 62, Nemaha Central 48, Concordia 40, Valley Heights 36, Washington County 29, and Marysville 23. The Lady Trojans topped the girls standing with 175.5 points ahead of Marysville 83, Concordia 68, Nemaha Central 65.33, Washington County 48.3, Valley Heights 34, Republic County, Minneapolis 31.5, and Sabetha 18.33. Beloit will return to action Friday at the Fell Spring meet, with field events beginning at 3 p.m. and the running finals scheduled for 5:45 p.m. Other notes from the meet from Jesse Strenad from K-Rep Radio in Belleville. Beloit girls continue to smash records, he says. Brecken Boudreau sets a new meet record for the Lions Club track meet in Belleville in the long jump with a jump of 18 feet 1 inch, beating the previous record of 17 feet 2.5 inches set back in 2008. Also, Dakota Gray takes over the 100-meter hurdles record in Belleville from Kaylee Brockelman-Buchera, who held the record since 2015, running a 15:45 at the Belleville meet yesterday, beating Kaylee's record of 15:51. Another special note for Dakota is that her and her mother, Lindsay Etgray, now hold the upper and lower division 100-meter hurdles record there in Belleville.
Is your agricultural, commercial, or residential metal building in need of repair? Would you like to add on to an existing building? Call John with Singer Construction. John has a full line of metal building components for any job, from a single sheet of tin to walk-in sliding or overhead doors, windows, skylights, shutters, and much more. Call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494. From the simplest project to the most complex, and continued service after the sale, trust Singer Construction.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewel, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go 1 mile at a time.
Blast to work in radio, and at KDNS KZDY, we are now hiring. Flexible part-time positions available in sales and scheduling. You must be comfortable talking with customers over the phone or in person. Knowledgeable in basic computer skills and willing to work independently. We can train the right fit. Pays negotiable depending upon duties. Clean criminal record and valid driver's license are required. Call or text me, Lydia, at 545-4489 to set up an interview or for more information.
Winkle Manufacturing is proud to bring you the new Vermeer 605S Rancher Baler, built for producers who don't have time for downtime. With a proven mechanical net wrap system, you get simple, reliable operation in the field, letting the belts do the work so you don't have to. Optional in-cab baleway keeps you moving, giving you accurate weights without ever stopping. And with durable rubber-mounted pickup teeth, you'll spend less time replacing parts and more time getting hay up. The Vermeer 605S Rancher Baler, tough, efficient, and ready to roll. See it today at Winkle Manufacturing.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.